Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, your host, and welcome everybody, whoever is listening in, either by dialing or listening on the internet. Navajo Nation, yat le Western Agency, yat Hitishnido le Ajigo Cameron, Arizona, Ado Monavi, Ado Stosho. A course, I don't know in Twink. I did other ban and indeed a machine at Oden Nahaw the Sla. No, Sanada that no, it are Koyego, whoever to begin yet a Koye de Nahatawil ye, drain de cos. Hide machine ban so keys on he are there. A corn he are any hitch at our dosne. A cord de. Beispiel hin nabi ye je e khodo isa on o da is sa se sai ara da hal na do she khate si da no aro sa e na na e it o internet she be ye je ko did an le khashin za ye all over the Navajo Nation, and not only over the Navajo Nation but through the internet. You can actually listen to the show, either it's archived or you can listen to it right now, you can listen to it later, and there's a whole library of all the topics that we've been talking about. That's all listed in there. And of course the format is real simple. I'll give you a topic, and you're welcome to also call in and talk about some of the topic. Some of the issues that you're concerned about. Of course, the Navajo Nation, like any other government, we're no different. there are talk shows off the Navajo Nation where people call in and they praise the government, or they want to improve the government, or they're totally dissatisfied. And of course, you know, it's open format. And this evening, I just basically put down one thing for a topic. And you're welcome to call in, because I honestly want to hear from you. I want to hear what it is that is on your mind. There's a lot of discussion on the internet and people saying, well, we need to do it this way, that way. But when I give them the forum, I am frankly sometimes shocked that I don't get any calls. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. 347-989-0048. And for those that are listening on the archive version, which is after the show's over, when it's posted on, then of course there's no call-in. You just listen to the whole show. But I do appreciate the listeners. And wow, what a trip. What a journey. What a expedition. What an experiment. What an incredible thing that is taking place, and it's never been here. We've never experienced what we're in as the Navajo Nation. I wonder what you think. And when you listen, are you on the Navajo Nation or are you off the Navajo Nation? Because one of the things that I'm discovering is that there's a lot of listeners from off the Navajo Nation. And predominantly on Facebook, we have people who are living off the Navajo Nation. And from that standpoint, it makes you wonder how many of these people actually do engage on the Navajo Nation political system. And then there's the actual grassroots people who are living on the Navajo Nation, within the boundaries of the Navajo Nation, whether they have internet connection or radio and whatever their source of communication and information that they get. These things, these setup, they all factor into where we're going with the Navajo Nation, how we're going to get there. And when you call in, I will ask you whether you voted or didn't vote. And if you didn't vote, then why not? Because those are important questions and important issues that we all need to talk about. And how much of this social networking is contributing to the situation and to the current status of the Navajo Nation government and the presidential election. And for those that are listening right now, I'd like for you to text all of your friends and give them this number so that we'll be able to talk about the Navajo Nation government, Navajo Nation presidential election. Here we are, the second day of February, and we don't have a president, a newly elected president, as it was outlined according to the Navajo Nation election code book. It's been postponed, in case even somewhere else besides Earth. And there are briefings that have been filed, There are people who were not sure who's going to run again or whether the current two candidates. I'd like to talk to you about it. I'd like to hear from you, see what you have to say, because these things are extremely, extremely important. And because as we move forward, we have the Navajo Nation President's Office, which on January 13th, we had President Shelley was sworn in as the president. And how long he's going to be the president is all going to be dependent on the election. The current setup. And rather than talking about it from the standpoint of saying, okay, this is the problem, these are the issues, and being frustrated. I know everybody's frustrated. And rightfully so. But rather than talking about it and just looking at it saying that, okay, my rights have been violated, or I voted for so-and-so, but my candidate is no longer there. Rather than saying that or making that one candidate was, if you feel like you're that one candidate, has been picked on, has been singled out to be the fall guy, or whether you are with a candidate who is in the lead or who got the most votes and you're happy, and is it the confidence that is coming from your campaign, from your candidate, that you're going to win for sure, and therefore you just want to get it over with. Rather than looking at all of these things, you, the listener, need to look internally, look at yourself. What is it? Is it only these top four? Are there other alternatives? And whose responsibility should it be? When I say whose responsibility should it be, what I mean by that is this, and I'd like for you to think about this. And this is, we have the Navajo Nation government who is now facing an undetermined date for the election to take place. And while we're thinking about this thing, are we really supporting the one candidate, or is it that one candidate's responsibility to go in there and to say, yes, we're going to go? Or is the only way that we're going to resolve this whole issue is for all the 17 to come together? Because that's where, right there, that circle of 17 is really where some are wanting to move forward and some are wanting to run again. And in either case, is it the job of the Navajo Nation Legislative Services to pass a legislation which neither the candidates nor the voting public out there are going to be fully satisfied? Whether a ruling comes down from the Navajo Nation judicial branch Again, that is a third entity that is coming in and asking. I'm talking about when I say the third entity, meaning that you have the candidates and you have the voting, you have the voters. And the voters, of course, already have spoken. But now that there's issues and legal issues that have happened in the meantime, which have affected the 17. And right now, we don't know what's going to happen. We're waiting for the Navajo Nation Supreme Court to make a ruling. But you know as well as I do, whether it's the executive branch, the judicial branch, or the legislative branch, whichever branch comes out, there's going to be a perceived the way they're going to look at that whole scenario is that there is an agenda behind whoever issues those. So we will always be in a no-win situation. Therefore, what do you think about this? Why not have all the 17 come together in a meeting and have all the 17 discuss this and have all the 17 make a decision amongst themselves? And if there is no coming together, that would be a sad day for the Navajo Nation, because these are supposed to be leaders who are supposed to lead the Navajo Nation. And if they feel like that they themselves, whichever one, are not qualified for whatever reason, they will step aside. That way it is by choice. Because either way, whether we have an election in June or we have an election this month, there are going to be some dissatisfied people from both sides of the aisle. Whether the ruling is to say we're going to have an election right now or later, see, here's the thing. I honestly believe that there are two audiences. There are the audience for people who live off the Navajo Nation, and then there's audience who live within the Navajo Nation. And even the connectiveness of some of the people from both sides and how much that they affect and talk to one another, we know that the communication is going on. We know that there's people are saying, well, I want to support, I've already spoken for this, this, and this, and this, and so forth. Well, certainly we have. The election did take place. True. You cast your vote. People cast their vote. And there was a finality. It was done, we thought, at that time. But because of the law, the way that the law is set up, these two, three candidates exercise their right as any other voter candidate to file a lawsuit, because a law says, in this particular case, I'll talk about the two. One is fluency, and they use that because the law is available to them. And the other one is the unbecoming of a tribal leader to go outside and to not be loyal and all that stuff. We all know about that. They used that right. So the election took place. That was what? November, December, January. That's 3 months ago. The Navajo Nation Council has been sworn in. Now, the situation right now is that, well, are we going to do it later in June 15th? or is it going to be this month? Of course, Joe Shirley and his campaign and Russell Begay, they want to move forward and get this done with. Well, it just so happens that there's other things that have fell in there now. We have the Navajo Nation Council who passed the legislation, and they all, the legislative branch and the executive branch, came together. And they, whether we all like it and agree with it or not, but they came together, they wrote up a document, and they agreed on it, and here we are. But in the meantime, the Navajo Nation Judicial Branch has now asked for briefings from both the petitioners to say, hey, you know what, we need to move and get this thing done with. But then there's also the agreement that the executive branch, so now those are totally contrary to one another. And so it's just like we're just going to be in this endless cycle. If the election is going to be moved forward till June 15th, we all heard, we all read in the Navajo Times that Joe Shirley's group are now putting together some legal papers and documents to engage through legal means to have the elections happen as quickly as possible. So they want Joe Shirley versus Russell Begay. Whereas the other setup is to go in there and to have another election, another primary, a runoff, and then to have the election take place in, or the actual inauguration take place during the Navajo Nation Fair or thereabouts. So in either case, whether you're the voter or whether you're the candidate, if a ruling is coming down from a third entity like the Navajo Nation Office of Elections, the Navajo Nation Legislative Branch, the Navajo Nation Judicial Branch, and the Legislative Branch, I don't think anybody's going to be happy. And if it's coming down from a third party, there's going to be some suspicion that there is something behind this thing favoring one particular candidate. What's your thoughts? And that's the reason why I would love to call upon all the candidates. Say, hey, let's find a central location and come together and let's work it out amongst ourselves. Who should move forward? Who should not move forward based on, we know what the laws are. We have an attorney amongst us. We have former president amongst us. We have a businessman amongst us. We have former legislators that were in the mix and all of that. Because it ultimately is about them. And all they made, these 17 made themselves available so that it will, we will have an election, and because they were available, the Navajo Nation listened to them at forums through the radio broadcast, and by having the 17, it allowed the Navajo Nation, based on the date set, August 26th, for the Navajo Nation general public to cast their votes. Without the 17, there would be no election. Therefore, the responsibility should come back to the 17. Because right now, it's a mess. Question is this. Are these 17 willing to go in there? I'm willing to go in there. I'm willing to sit down and say, okay, you know what? Let's figure it out. If it takes us 1 day, 2 hours, and 55 minutes, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, until we come to a consensus that to say this is the right way that we agreed amongst ourselves with our campaign, or not with no campaign, but just within the group. And then out we then come walking out of there with some sort of a plan to present to the Navajo Nation judicial, executive, and legislative, and the Office of Election. But there's got to be something there. But as long as we keep plugging away and having other groups or other offices and other branches keep plugging and facing opinion, somebody is going to file a grievance. We don't even know if the fluency issue, or actually, let me take that back. We don't even know if the Navajo Nation, if we have this election take place. Some are saying it's going to be open to everybody. Some are saying it's only going to be the 17th. As far as I read the legislation, it says it's only open to the 17th. That doesn't mean that everybody has to run. What other ways are we're gonna get past this thing? So all you listeners out there, I thank you for calling in. Telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And the ones that are now listening, and thank you for calling in, you are also welcome to please text, post on your website or Facebook that we are on air and we're going to be talking. Now, whichever way that we go, I pray that we can all come together. And based on what I heard and what I read over the weekend, you know, Joe Shirley does have a position. And so does Russell Begay. We haven't heard. I wouldn't be too surprised. In fact, I can honestly say, yes, if the election is postponed as agreed upon by the legislative branch and the Navajo Nation election, and the president's office, for it to be moved forward till June 15th, and then that scenario, that the Joe Shirley and Russell Begay campaign, they are going to file a lawsuit. So here we are, fighting it out, using the law to do, but why can't the Navajo people, talking about the people, meaning the candidates, because it's in our hands. If we say that we're the leaders that we are, I'm sure somebody's going to be in a position to say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to run. Or someone's going to say, I am going to run. And if I'm going to run, I'm going to honor these 17, because that's when we all originally filed, was the deadline was May, the end of May. And whatever was existing at that point, we based it on that. And here we are having, I know what fluency means. Joe knows what fluency means. All 17 knows what fluency means. And let's not try to split this thing, all these words, in half and say, well, you know what? What's proficiency? What is fluency? Because so-and-so talks so-and-so over here, blah, blah, blah. And all these things, we keep splitting them in half. We know what fluency is, sitting down with somebody and having a conversation. Memorizing a speech in Navajo and delivering it in Navajo, that's not fluency, that's memorization. So you can sit there and have a dialogue all in Navajo for a period of time. That's fluency. And this has just gotten so out of hand now that legal description about who should do it, where should. Well, you know what? What about our medicine people? What about them? What about the fundamental law that says language is important? They are the authors, the medicine people. Nasa, they're the one that authored it. Why not bring them back while the 17 are sitting there and we have the medicine people, whoever wants to show up, be there to be as guides. In the olden days, there were no elections in the Navajo Nation or Navajo culture. There was no primaries. So why are we sitting here judging and electing our leaders totally basis 100% on the Balagana and a foreign government's means of selecting our government or our president? But I understood. They were selected through being predestined, preordained, whatever the word may be. It has some spiritual ramification. The medicine people, and also the ladies and the elderly, they came forward. They were selected, not by voting. They became leaders. On the Navajo Nation, there were numerous leaders. This wasn't just one, quote, president. But the here and now, no matter where we're at, whether or not that we're moving forward and trying to make this thing an election where we select and go through primaries, it's now it's working. Well, somewhat. It's a mechanism that's in place for us to select our leaders. But now that we are at a juncture where things have gotten very, very complicated and it seems like there's no ends, why not try to look at the culture? And how many of us? How many of these leaders, how many of the 17 who wanted to become president of the Navajo Nation truly understand that this is not about a power-driven means. This is not about self, but it's about truly selflessness. It's a whole different idea that you don't appoint yourself by saying that, hey, I threw my hat in. And therefore, why is it that our whole election system, we're not even looking at our medicine people? I'll open the phone lines here in a few minutes. So you're welcome to call in, have your information ready. Give your name and telephone number, and we will engage. And if it's not about the nomination election, I don't want to get into, you know what, I'm supporting that person, that person, that person. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about how we as Navajo people are going to resolve this thing among ourselves, not based on any particular candidate. Let's not put names in there. If we have to, we will, but let's try not to. So, telephone number 347 989-0048. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.
Cal Nez, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. I appreciate everybody listening in and calling in, and I really do mean that. It is important that we continue to discuss this, no matter how, quote, painful that some of this information is to you, and possibly the confusion, and whatever it is, I think it needs to happen. And we continue to go from that perspective, and we're going to continue to move forward. So we have a caller, 1547. Name, where are you calling from, and what's on your mind?
Hey, Cal, it's Matt again, Matt Brady, from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Matt. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
So we discuss how we need to resolve this election crisis that has been going on 4 months now. We've had our second place candidate disqualified by the Supreme Court first and foremost. We had our second place, Mr. Chris Deschene, disqualified by the OHA, rather, and that, you know, there were appeals. It went on. There was the council trying to lobby amending the requirement. Meanwhile, our number three candidate, Mr. Russell B. Gay, you know, had to deal with his own battle against the OHA for his eligibility, which went to the Supreme Court and obviously ruled in his favor. The Supreme Court then ruled that there was to be an election no later than the 31st of January with Shirley and BJ. But where we all come into this legislation that allows the 17 of the originals to all resign is just very choppy from the get-go. For one, the council who introduced that legislation introduced it after the fact that Chris Deschene was disqualified. And as of now, there have been two attempts so far to amend the fluency requirement. On the opposite end, we have our current president, Mr. Ben Shelley, who has always felt that should be voted on by the Navajo people. Basically, we kept Shelley in office until we get a new president, which basically, the complaint was that the council did not basically made that legislation completely against the Supreme Court's ruling. So basically, they said by February 6th, Mr. Russell B. Gay and Joe Shirley Jr. are to, if they wish to file reports with the Supreme Court, and they're once again going to review the case. But there is no winning in this thing, because we have another election in June. Well, it's not really. You said earlier that people have to, they have to run. Well, Ben Shelley has already made it clear he has no intentions to run again. So, they're only down to 16. If the Supreme Court rules that, okay, well, we'll have the election, but Desjean was qualified, so he's out. Now you're down to 15. And then you have, you know, some of the candidates that might have ranked pretty, you know, in the pretty lowest spots of 17 might decide it's not, you know, they might not have the funds to fund a whole another campaign. So, and then as you draw in closer to election date, there's no insurance against people filing grievances against candidates' eligibilities. The simple way that we can all fix this is to simply have the election. Supreme Court should rule to have the election as early March. We should have a special, you know, an inauguration, you know, immediately following the election. And between Joe Shirley Jr. and Russell B. Gay. And I'm not sure, maybe you could maybe you could help me out, but to the best of my knowledge, Russell B. Gay and Joe Shirley have been campaigning over the last few weeks out on the reservation. That is correct, right, Cal?
Yeah, they have not been told to discontinue. They're still the current candidate, as we're trying to get this other opinion from the now innocent Supreme Court.
So basically, the fact is, was that not the court's original ruling when Russell B. Gay was acquitted by the Supreme Court to have an election by January 31st, no later? Was that, I mean, if, is it basically now, can you not do what the Supreme Court wants simply by introducing new legislation? Can you do that over anything then? I mean, what good is the word of the Supreme Court If basically the council is just going to knowingly introduce legislation and that openly defies the orders of the Supreme Court? I mean, that's setting the Navajo Nation up in the future. Do I run the risk that I can be disqualified after I get a lot of supporters? They, you know,
hello everybody, I'm back. I had to call in on a different line. This is really kind of weird. I hope you can hear me, everybody. We only have about a few minutes left. I'm going to try to get extra time. Matt, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm sorry. I guess we got disconnected at a certain point, or?
Yeah, it just we got disconnected. I'm not sure why and how I got disconnected from the show. So I'm coming back in as a third party here. So. Just quickly on your thought, we only have about 7 minutes, and then we got several callers. I'm trying to get in really quickly, so just go ahead and finish up your thoughts.
Yes, where did I leave off before?
You were saying that where Ben Shelley is now the office, or he's now in office.
Yes. We've kind of been able to try and, you know, we've had to concede a lot, and ultimately, you know, Ben Shelley is to stay on president until we have a new one elected. But simply,
yeah. And you were also saying that you wanted to just go ahead and go with the Joe Shirley versus Russell Gay for March date.
The sooner we have a real election. And as far as the Navajo voters who are displeased about their votes not counting, well, you can vote in this election or you cannot. But, you know, ultimately, the sooner we have an election, the sooner we, you know, we stop this crisis. And just to what you alluded to earlier when you were talking about our medicine people and how, you know, and comparing them with, you know, 17, you know, yourself included. You know, I just said, I think when we're disconnected, I feel, you know, I think our medicine people are kind of different, you know, different categories than our president and vice president. our medicine people come with the aspect of Navajo religion, but our politicians, you know, simply who are president and vice president, even council members, you know, some of whom are LDS, some of whom are Catholic, you know, they're basically kind of our leaders, or kind of our representatives to the rest of America. Our medicine people are kind of our, you know, our leaders for people back on the big reservation, you know, for people in communities. And so, you know, I think the two should be kept very separate, because they're very separate. I mean, sure, you know, very separate kind of entities. So, yeah, but basically, that is what you were talking about earlier. Basically, to get this over and behind us, we need to have an election between Shirley and Vigay, and we need to have them sworn in, you know, not long afterwards. And then we need to really spend some years trying to work it out, working out limits on when you can file grievances against eligibility and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sounds awesome. Thank you for your thoughts. I'm going to try to bring the other caller on. And I'll leave you on, Matt. So anytime you can jump in, you're welcome to do so. Caller 3071, I tried to bring you on air. I apologize. I don't know what happened, but I hope you can hear me. There's Cal Nez and Matt Brady from California. We're on air right now. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, this is Nate from Sherbrooke.
Okay, Nate.
Okay.
Oh, Sherbrooke.
And find me a coda.
The floor is yours. What's on your mind? You're on the Oshkosh.
Well, I think first, they all need to get on their knees and pray and give everything to God. Let him decide who's going to be our next president. As
Wasn't
it is,
that how they
nobody's
used to do
really
in the olden days, right?
As it is, nobody's actually getting on their knees and praying about it. Everybody is just going at it. Like even I was looking at the Navajo Times when Ben Shelley got sworn in. I don't know if you saw the paper.
I did.
Did you notice which way the Bible was being held? It's being held the wrong way.
I didn't really notice that, other than the fact
that
he had to have his left hand on the Bible and then the right hand up.
Yeah, you don't open a book sideways when you're reading something. You don't see a preacher holding the Bible sideways. That's the problem right there. And a pastor or a preacher, somebody should be holding the Bible, and the first lady, should be on the right hand of the president, not her holding them. That's the problem right there.
It's a very interesting thought that you say that, because, whether it's the Bible or whether it's the Navajo way, it seems to – because here's the thing that I believe.
Yeah, nobody's respecting both sides.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nobody's respecting the traditional way. Nobody's respecting the Bible. Even the way it's being held, it's all wrong. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I even posted that on Facebook, and nobody responded back to that.
Yeah.
No, that's the first thing that caught my eye when I looked at the newspaper. It's like, hey, this is being held right. No wonder the whole thing's not being fixed.
Which is a very, very, very legitimate thought. What's your thoughts on that, Matt? Are you still with us, Matt?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you think about that?
Well, just a little rebuttal to that. Like I mentioned earlier, our medicine people and our president, vice president is very different. And with all due respect, Cal, if we have, for example, Moroni Benali were to be elected president, he might put his left hand on the Book of Mormon. I mean,
the placement of the Bible is sideways.
So, I mean, would you feel the same way if Moroni Benally held the Book of Mormon sideways?
You guys don't get it.
I mean, I'm just saying, compared with our election crisis. My point is,
do you see a preacher holding a Bible sideways and reading it sideways? Or do you hold a book sideways and open it sideways and read it? No.
I mean, with
total
disrespect,
that's all it is. Nobody's respecting both sides. Nobody's actually getting underneath and praying about it. Everybody's just going at it one, you know, an all-out dogfight.
Well, you know, I can see both sides. Matt is saying, you know, it's really Matt's position is that that's church and state, whether it's Navajo spirituality or anything. And what Nate is saying is that if you're going to use the Bible, and for that same fact, if you're going to use the Bible, why not do it correctly so that the Bible is facing correctly as though Shelley was just, if he just opens it with his left hand, it will open right to right reading, and which is an indication that we are just so lost, far from the spiritual aspect of it, or whatever, you know, that part.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I mean, we have Navajo people who are devout Catholics, Protestants, Mormons who are in the council. From what I get out of Shelley's inauguration was a simple ceremony in the office that basically involved the oath. There was no speech. There was no get together. There's no big. They didn't come in on horses like their original one. They didn't give a whole. He held the book sideways. I mean, if he decided to hold the book by its spine, or if he wanted to hold it by one of its pages, I mean, you know, or decided not to hold any book at all, you know, like I fail to see the relevance and or how that implies that people aren't getting on their knees and praying, you know, for a resolution.
Well, here's my thoughts on this is that the Navajo culture, the Navajo people, Neni, Tlini, we don't have a religion. We do not have a religion. But what we have is a Navajo spirituality. Okay? Now, I also believe that the Navajo culture is unique unto itself. We are a culture. We have our own creation story. We have our own everything, not based on any other doctrine, any other Bible. That's initially how that the Navajo culture is. Since the coming of the Balagana into our world is when other form of spirituality, which are now labeled as religion, has now come into our midst, and some people were converted. Okay? And because of that, we have these different means. And I guess that's one of the questions that for us to resolve is that, hey, you know what? Why are we using the Bible when we say we're Navajo or the Bible or even the Book of Mormon? You know, shouldn't we be doing this thing as we have originally done it? And is that the reason why that we're in the chaos that we're in? Because we're sitting here judging our culture based on another culture. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I mean, like, you know, the our politicians our Navajo politicians, you know, come from many creeds. I mean, you know, and a lot, you know, a lot of them, for example, are LDS, you know, who, but basically, you know, an oath of office, which is a predominantly Euro-American sort of kind of idea, it's basically, it has the spiritual, like, I mean, the spiritual kind of, the Navajo belief system in no way, is our peyote meetings, our kenaltas, our blessing way, our yebiche dances every winter, you know, that's completely separate from the office of president and vice president. The people who are in charge of maintaining those things are the older generation on the reservation who live in those rural communities who don't speak English, and they maintain it for their families and the families around them, and we partake in it. We don't film a lot of our ceremonies. We don't take pictures.
Yeah. So Matt, so or Nate, what do you think? Nate, are you still with us?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, according to the oath, it says, so help me God. It doesn't say, so help me Mother Sky and Father Earth or whatever, Mother Earth. It says, so help me God. Everything that we do in this life is based on God.
And even on a national, even on the national level, they do the same thing.
I don't think none of them actually went into a room, closed the door, and knelt down and prayed about this whole thing. Have you, Cal? Have you went into a room by yourself, closed the door, and prayed about running for the president?
I always do.
You know, by yourself, you gave everything to God.
Certainly, that's why.
That's my point.
Exactly.
I don't think out of the 16 or 17, you know, I don't think none of them actually done that. They just went in there, and so I'll do this, I'll do that, and never really, you know, gave it that. I attended almost all the campaign rallies and everything, and
we have about 30 seconds, you guys. So just go ahead and finish up your thoughts. 15 seconds each. Go.
But my
basically church and state are separate on the Navajo Nation, and has nothing to do with our crisis, whether or not someone's getting down and praying.
It has everything to do with our crisis because this whole thing is based on God. You guys don't get it. You all need to get down on your knees and pray about this whole thing, and it'll straighten out.
Are you telling me if everyone gets on their hands and knees, you know, suddenly, you know, we're going to have an election and a president, and every problem's going to be taken
Correct.
Care of immediately?
I love it.
Correct.
Well, I appreciate that. And those, I think, are very valid position. And there is a mic, just in that two conversation right there, we can see the listeners out there, the ones that are listening right now. And we only have about 7 seconds here. And please know that, you know, I mean, everybody has a right to voice their opinion, however it is. But I think, you know what, our Navajo culture, we are unique. And we must have leaders who truly understand that, whether you agree with me on that or not. But that's the facts, is that we are a unique culture. Again, Anna, thank you for listening. And I'll be back on tomorrow night and Wednesday night, and I'll try to be back on every night. I'm going to try to make it earlier. So join us. Thank you again. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on Navajo Nation.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo talk radio, hosted by Cal Nez.